We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. WynnBET is now live in all these states, and the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas has finally landed in online sports betting and casino play. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET gives you the tools to win. Sign up today for your risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com to start winning.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Salute to everybody in the chat. Here we go. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Hey, it was an ugly one, but the Knicks squeaked past the Pistons. 108-100. Undefeated in the preseason. Ugly game, man. Ugly, scrappy game, but came alive in the second half when it counted. And our guy Julius, Papa Julius, led us to a victory, man. Once again, 108-100. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped, CP the Franchise, Ashley Moore, CK2K in the building. CK, give me some thoughts on this game, man. It's an ugly one, yeah, but we got through it, man.
Very, very messy up until maybe a little bit into that third quarter, but it was just a ugly, ugly back and forth. We let them look a lot better than they actually were. Heavy minutes. I don't know if that's a concern. Not a concern. Just something I want to talk about. A lot of minutes, a lot of 30 pieces across the board, game three of the preseason.
Yeah.
But regardless, 3-0, team did what they had to do. We had another solid showing from the young guys that did play. It may have quickly struggled a little bit, but from Obi Toppin, Kevin Knox was fun to see. But, yeah, man, defense didn't pick up until about that third quarter. But Julius Randle, man, went out there and had himself a night in the preseason. I wish we could freeze this game and put that into the first game of the regular season. But yeah, man, messy, but it turned into something good, even though we saw some got a little scared there towards the end when the bench guys came in. We saw a little run coming from Frank Jackson, but we survived 108-100.
Yeah, no question. And Ash, CK said, you know, starters and rotation plays lagged a lot of minutes, but the way this game went, how sloppy it was, and the turnovers and the lack of defense, the lack of paint protection, Tibbs was tight out there. And it wasn't until, you know, the turning point to me, Pistons were up. I mean, this was the Pistons' damn near G League team. It was no Cade Cunningham, no Killian Hayes, no Sadiq Bey. They did have Jeremy Grant out there, but they were up. Pistons were up 66-59, 7:13 left to go in the third quarter. Saban Lee, Nick Killer hits a three-pointer. Tibbs is tight. We're not getting any calls. But then right after that, we turned it around, man. Basically closed the quarter on a 23-11 run, and it was led by the defense, and Julius turned up.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Look, the first half was not the best defensive effort. It was subpar at best, mediocre. I think when you have a really good defense like the Knicks do, this is a team that was bred on defense. You look at last season, even not even playing your best defense, I should say, is still better than a lot of other teams' defensive efforts. And I guess that's why, you know, you can say we stayed in the game after that first half because we did not play well. We didn't box them out. We didn't do the things that we should have done to go ahead and, like you said, make them look like the team that they actually are and they were out there tonight. So that's just credit to the way that Tibbs has constructed the team. That's not really credit to us having a good game because we didn't. Like I said, it was mediocre. It was subpar. But, you know, turned it around in the second half. Julius Randle, 16, I believe, of his 29 points came in that third quarter. So yeah, he came alive. Shout out to the Brooklyn kid, Taj Gibson.
Put some respect on Taj's name. Let's go.
Respect on old man Taj. 21 points from him. He was killing it on the boards. He was just out there moving and shaking. And look, you need that. You need guys who are going to go ahead and step up when, you know, your other guys are out. Kemba obviously didn't play any minutes. He was getting rested in situations like that. So this is what you need. It's a collective effort. Mm-hmm. Wasn't the best collective effort, but you powered through it, and that's credit to the way that this team is constructed. Like I always say, defense will keep you alive when your offense isn't clicking, and that was just proven today for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And most notably, I thought Fournier's defense was on point. I thought Julius played well defensively. Him and Jeremy Grant were going at it. They were battling. That was an entertaining battle. But I thought Amir Sims really came in and gave us some good defense, man. You know, Tibbs ended up going with Sims over Jericho mostly in the second half. And I thought, you know, Amir Sims showed up admirably, CK.
Yeah, I loved Amir Sims' play today. Glad to see that the knee injury was just a little bump. He brought a lot of energy just in general. The defense was great, but just in general, you saw him filling up the court on a lot of fast breaks. He set some crazy screens. He was doing a lot of stuff. I wish we saw a little bit more of him in the summer league. I'm glad that the Knicks gave him the opportunity to run with us with the main team here in the preseason. But yeah, man, I really was impressed with his play in this game. Jericho Sims, it felt like he was just a little too timid, so I understand Tom Thibodeau deciding to go with Amir instead to close out the game. But it was nice play. I really enjoyed seeing him out there. It was really cool to see.
Yeah.
Played in really nicely.
And you know, Ash, like you said with Taj, man, 21 points, you know, put some respect on his name. Shout out my guy Sean Shepard out there in LACK. He's texting me all night. I hate seeing Taj Gibson out there. Why is he playing? You know, the self-loathing Knicks fan is Sean Shepard, but that's my guy either way. But I've been telling you about Taj for 3 years now, man. Yeah. He's the consummate vet, ready to play from day one, an extension of the coach out there on the court, a leader in every sense of the way, Brooklyn kid. And look, at worst, he's an insurance policy for us. And with Nerlens and Mitch, durability issues, it's not a bad one. You know, 21 points tonight, Ash.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, Taj, he's not going to give you 21 points every single game. You know, we know that. We expect that. But I think that the things that he does give you when he's not giving, you know, big numbers on the board, you know, you can't put a price tag on that, right? He's a presence in the locker room. He's aggressive. He plays real New York City style basketball. You know, he's out there fighting. He's out there, you know, pumping up the rest of the team, speaking to the young guys when they get inside their own head. And sometimes that's worth more than the points that you can put on the board. Mm-hmm. Like you said, with Mitch and Noel kind of being up in the air, you know, we're a couple of days away from the start of the season. It doesn't look like either of them are going to be available unless something changes.
Well, Tip said Mitch might be ready for Friday.
Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it.
I'm with you. I'll believe it
when I see it because I don't know if he is going to be like Friday is only a couple of days away. So I don't know why you wouldn't even get him into the rotation slightly a couple of minutes tonight if that is the case. So I'll believe that when I see it. Yep. But, you know, speaking future, like you said, their durability is always in question and having Taj as an insurance package, if you will, is important because he goes out there and he plays hard, and that's what he does.
Yeah. Now on to counter that, what we saw tonight and what we also saw in Washington with the absence of Noel and Mitch was a lack of paint protection. And that's, you know, the rim protection is one area where, you know, Taj is not going to give you that. He's going to be a scrappy one-on-one defender. He'll get you a couple boards, but once, you know, the pick and roll breaks down at the point of attack, we really had nothing. And once again, CK Sabin Lee, he played well against the Knicks last year. He reminds me of Ish Smith, man. He's like that low-key Knick killer. And he was breaking D-Rose down, getting into the paint and causing havoc, man. Pistons were just causing havoc in the paint early. You know, Tibbs was tight. And then things had to, you know, tighten up once Amir Sims got in there and Julius started playing defense and things of that nature. But you really see the absence of Nerlens and Mitch when you know, we don't have their athleticism and their wingspan in the passing lanes and also protecting the rim.
Yeah, a little bit too. Shout out to Reggie Bullock. I don't want to talk about him too much this season, but you're seeing that right now, the perimeter defense, because the way he's able, the both point guards, him, Frank Jackson too, the way they were able to break down and get to the rim as easily as they were able to, it just shows the perimeter D is a little bit weak. But again, it's preseason. That's why you want to see these kind of things so we can work these things out as the regular season starts up. So it's good. You know, you want that kind of tip. You want to see, because they figured it out in the second half. And they were not able to get to the rim as easily as they were in that first half, and they were resulting in threes. They were making them, but at least, you know, they were controlling the perimeter a lot better in that one. But, yeah, I wasn't really too worried about the rim protection because you know who we have, and, you know, we know that they'll be back. And I think for what we're getting right now, I guess I was just a little disappointed because I want to see a little bit more out of Jericho. But, again, we know that he's not ready yet. You know, he's exciting. Very raw, a lot of talent there, but you could tell he's still trying to figure it out. Yeah. Looks like a deer in headlights. The main conversation with him is trying to get him out of his shell. We get that. But as far as the rim protection, I wasn't too worried about. I was looking at the perimeter because, Sabin Lee got inside way too easily in that first half. One too many times for my game. And Frank Jackson, too. So, I think they figured that out. It's good for tape. Like I said, that's what you want for preseason.
It's definitely going to be interesting to see how Tibbs kind of works around the possibility of Noel and Mitch being very up in the air throughout the season. I just think that those are the type of players that they are. And that's not saying that they're bad players. They're just some players who kind of deal with injuries, whether big or small, throughout the course of a season, right? So it's going to be interesting because even if you look at the Wizards game a couple of days ago, I believe we allowed like 30 points in the paint in that first half. So it's going to be interesting to see how the other guys step up in the event that you don't have Mitch for the start of the season, or that in the event that you lose him at some point in the season, whether it's for a short amount of time or a long amount of time. Same thing with Noel, because, yeah, you can expect Taj Gibson to play hard, but you can't expect that level of intensity every single game. He's just not a young guy anymore, right? Yeah. So how do you go ahead and combat the rim protection or lack thereof? How do you combat the lack there of rebounding and the second chance points, you know, things like that, when the guys who are conducive for doing that are not available? That's going to be the interesting thing that I think that Tibbs definitely needs to address and look into throughout the course of the season, because things happen. Yeah. And as we saw in that Hawks series, sometimes your best player for a certain aspect of the game is unavailable. So what do you do? What's plan B? And I think that's something that definitely needs to be looked into before the season starts.
Yeah, true story. And CK, another storyline of the whole preseason has been uptick in three-point attempts. You know, they've made that a point of emphasis this offseason. Came in the bottom third in the league in attempts and makes last year, although they finished top five in percentage. First game against the Pacers, 11-37 from downtown. Against the Wizards, 24-52 from downtown. And then tonight, another 13-37 from downtown, 39%. The ball movement has still been crispy, man, in all three games. You know, everybody's moving the ball from Rose to Fournier, RJ. You see RJ make some good passes. Had some, you know, lousy turnovers as well, keep it real. Julius found RJ in a couple during that run in the third. So the ball is still finding guys, man. And 37 three-point attempts tonight.
Yeah, and before the show continues, what we're not going to do in the third game of the preseason, before the season starts, is start with this trade RJ nonsense.
Who's in the chat with that, man? We got to get him up out of there, man. Is the chat wilding on RJ tonight, man?
You guys are wilding right
now. Come on, man.
RJ, every bad game he has, we have the same conversation. We were just upset because he didn't make NBA 100 list, and now we want to trade him. We can't do this.
Can't have it both ways, man. Yeah. Give the kid a break.
Here.
Give it a break. He didn't shoot the ball well tonight. All right, whatever, man.
Yep. But that's the thing. 7 rebounds, 6 assists. I mean, to CP's point, there were some senseless turnovers. But the fact of the matter is, when the shot wasn't going in, you saw RJ Barrett doing everything else. I mean, I think majority of his assists were the reason why Taj Gibson had those 21 points.
That's a fact.
A lot of them were mid-range, wide-open mid-range
shots
that RJ Barrett was set up for him. So
yeah.
It missed me with that trash.
I think it's important to realize that every player is not going to have a big game. It's the trials and tribulations of an NBA season. You're going to have guys who drop 30 points one game, and then a week later, they are like 5-10. You know what I mean?
It happens.
You know, your intensity changes from game to game. Some days you just don't have it. Some days you do have it. But I just feel like every bad game is not a game that's worth trading a player. We forget how young RJ actually is, and we forget how many strides he has made in his game from season to season. And
it's
we
pre-season,
need to go ahead and pump the brakes.
It's preseason, people. Come on.
Out of control.
Come on, man.
We're not doing it.
Yeah, come on, man. CK, on the threes, you know, back at it, 37 tonight.
Yeah, and the other big thing that they're talking about turning around is the pace. That's one thing I've been praying for and asking
pushing
for
the rock.
Years.
And pushing the rock.
Yes, and they're doing it. And I think that also pertains to the ball movement. You know, when you push the pace, the defense is staggered, and then you spread the floor. When we have spacing the way we do now with this new build Knicks team, we're going to get those threes up. And like Tibbs has been saying, like the whole entire team's been saying, they don't want just any threes. They want quality threes, and I feel like for three straight preseason games, even though we were a little off in that first half, we were still getting good shots up. We weren't just chucking them up. And I think that's hopefully going to be the calling card of this season. Like even though the shot might not be going down, we're still taking good shots. And I thought we did that today.
Yeah.
But yeah, to me, I feel like as important as the threes were, I think the big part of that was just continuing to push the pace.
Push the pace.
Love one of my favorite things is I know it was such a small play and it was little, but I love that Kevin Knox has always been one of those guys to rebound.
Got Obi.
Derrick Rose is one of the guys that same thing. Like as soon as he's out there, he's going straight to the rim. Obi Toppin is looking way more spry, way more confident. And I think all of those things are going to be factors that help us throughout this season, pushing the pace and getting those shots.
I do also like the fact, and speaking to that, like you said, we are taking more threes, but they're smart threes. You're not just chucking things up.
Mm-hmm.
The shot selection is obviously much better. But also something that I've noticed these past three games that I actually like is that guys aren't forcing shots in the sense of ball movement, right? So if Julius doesn't have a good shot, he's not taking it playing with this hero ball mentality. He's passing the rock, and that's something that we wanted to see from him and a few other guys is if you do not have the shot – realize you don't have to save the day. You got four of the guys on the court. If you are double team, that means what? One other guy is wide open. Go ahead and find the open man and just pass the rock. And I think it's playing smarter, not harder. And I think that's going to be a huge difference maker. Obviously, also with the spacing and the offensive help that we've gotten from Kemba and Evan in the offseason, but it's also just playing smarter basketball and not having to play harder basketball. And that's going to be a huge difference maker.
Yeah. Big facts. We'll get to the rest of the rotation in a little bit, but I want to salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Hit that like button right now. Let's get those likes up. 1,300 people in here. We're talking preseason. Let's go. Hit that thumbs up button again. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped, CP Ashley Mall, CK2K in the building. Let me salute some of the super chats that have come in, and then we'll get to the phones. Shout out to Jackson Shaw, who sends a super chat. He says, RJ on a bad night. 12-6-7 plus 17. Just because he didn't shoot well doesn't mean he didn't play well. Right. Talk to him, Jackson. They're throwing tomatoes in the chat, man. Whoever started the trade RJ nonsense, they're throwing tomatoes in the chat right now. We can't have that. Angelo Carlo on the check-in says, salute to the crew. Yo, Taj is getting hit up for a random drug test from the league tomorrow.
Probably. Except this is not the NFL. That's not quite how that works.
Salute to Angelo. Let me scroll up. All right, I lost the rest. I'm going to pick up the rest in a little bit. Let's hear from the people, man, see what the people got to say. Let's go to Arkansas first, man. My guy Truth in the building, making his 2021-22 preseason debut. Truth, what's going on, bro?
CK, Ashley, CP, what's up with y'all?
What's good, bro? How you feeling, mate?
I'm going to make this rapid fire, man. Good game for Detroit, but shout out to the Orange and Blue for the win.
Yes, sir.
Ties almost with a double-double. So that's a good look. 29-10-5. Looking like he mid-season form. Looking like a 1A player. D-Rose with 14-5. I see RJ being a triple-double type of player. OB, Knox, and Burks big time off the bench. I feel like Sims need more time. Amir Sims, that is. Quick and Poirier couldn't hit water from inside a boat, from inside the middle of the ocean. Ted's AD cut me a slice of that 50 burger, but I'm with you on this 45 to 48 CP.
All right.
That 950 interview was too real. Keep it up. Papa Lil, J Boogie, shout out for the song. And tell them boys get up with me for a feature. And tell Ari get better soon.
Let's go. Let's go. Already. Salute to Truth down in Arkansas holding it down. Yeah, you know, look, 48 didn't shoot too well, but his defense was on point. I thought Fournier's defense was the key to turning this around. Only 2 of 6 from the field tonight. But again, as Truth said, Julius, 29-11-5. And, you know, this is going to be the case. I think on a lot of nights, the distribution is going to be spread out. You know, you're going to have a lot of guys in double figures, a lot of guys contributing. But in the end, if the offense gets jammed up, if it gets into a rut, Julius has shown last year that, you know, he can come through for us, at least right now in the regular season, and get you some buckets, and you can rely on him offensively. So that's what he did tonight. Put the team on his back when they needed him, turn the game around.
And to Ashley's point, it's just like this game and in the first preseason game, the fact that he has tonight a 29-11 stat line,
mm-hmm.
and it felt so quiet and within the game. There was never a feeling of him forcing up the issue, forcing up any bad shots. And I think that is what's going to be so crucial for us during this regular season, because now he has help. He has other offensive options. I know Fournier wasn't on tonight, but for the most part, we know Fournier is going to be able to get that shot off and so on and so forth. And, you know, D-Rose doing what D-Rose does. But, for Julius Randle to get those, to me, I know he went on those with the run with 16 points, 18 points in that third quarter.
Yeah.
But so other than that,
back-to-back threes.
Yeah, just back. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But it felt like, again, it was just, to me, it was just like I looked over. I'm like, oh, damn, Julius got 29 points. Like, if that's going to be the theme for Julius Randle this season, I'm expecting another big season for him. And it only because it only got better having more spacing on the floor and us playing at a different pace. And now defenders can just go all in on Julius Randle because now there's other guys that need to be worried about. So, yeah, I'm still excited. I mean, I feel really good about it. And for RJ to have a quote-unquote off night and still be plus 17, plus 15, I just feel like there's just a lot of positives to take away even from an ugly win like this one. Again, it's preseason, and that's what you're trying to get. You're trying to get film and trying to know what to do and what to improve for when the real games matter, or the games that matter come about. So, like I said, I still feel like this was a good one for us tonight.
Him and Grant were going at it, man. Jeremy Grant was tight about that most improved player snub, man, because he took it to Julius from the opening tip, and then Julius, you know, turned it around on him in the second half. And there was a nice little regular season battle between the two of them, man. They were playing hard.
Yeah.
Quickly in Knox and Obi. I thought Quick, again, you know, trying to work in that point guard mode, wasn't his best performance. You know, was forcing a lot. You know, took a lot of bad shots, and overall just wasn't really much in a flow. Kev, I thought there was some high spots for him. As you said, you know, got out there and found Obi in transition on the hockey assist, knocked down a couple of threes. But again, you know, had some lapses on the defensive end, had some lapses on the defensive glass. Those are the areas that caused him to, you know, not get regular rotation minutes. And so those are the things I watch intently when Kev is out there on the court. Mixed bag once again from Kev. And then for Obi, again, as you said earlier, CK, you really saw them making an effort to push the rock in transition, especially and getting Obi out in transition, getting him some easy buckets, getting him some looks on the fast break. So I thought his activity, while, you know, he didn't fill up the stat sheet by any means, finished with 6 points, 4 rebounds. He just looks, again, the confidence is there. He's looking to make quick decisions. And I thought that's what I saw from Obi tonight.
Yeah, 100%. He just looked like he did a lot more than what his stat sheet tells you. That's what I want, all I'm asking for from Obi Toppin. And you can see that there's no more, not in a bad way, but there's no more thinking. Like, he gets the ball on instincts every single time. As soon as the ball's in his hand, it's either a quick pass or he's going to the rim. And it just looks, he already looks like a way better player in just the, after having, Ashley's been saying this so many times, after having a full actual off season, you can see that really makes a big difference to him. Like I said, the stat line doesn't mean anything to me with Obi Toppin, because the way he played spoke way louder than what his stat line says.
I think with Obi, all you can expect and all you hope for is to just see strides from what we saw last season, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that obviously there are still going to be trials and tribulations in his game. You got to remember, he didn't really get a fair rookie season, right? There was a lot of moving pieces that caused him to showcase the Obi that we saw, that people were unhappy with, that people were, you know, questioning, you know, did we waste a draft pick and things like that. So it's never going to be, it's not going to be perfect. You know, Obi, although he's older in age, he's not old in experience, and we have to keep, you know, the two separate, that the two are not, you know, partners in this situation, in this conversation. True. Rather. So all I can expect from Obi is to just see drastic, not drastic, but slight improvements, you know, throughout his game, whether it's being more aggressive on the boards, whether it's taking, you know, better shots, you know, the shot selection, whether it's, you know, assisting, how he looks with that second unit, how he looks whenever he has to come off the bench, if that ever happens. Mm. It happened in the preseason, could happen in the regular season. It's the little things. And when you have to remember, when somebody is just new into the league, you have to go ahead and excuse certain things. And remember, it is a learning curve. It's a learning experience. And it is, although, and at least, rather, if he's moving forward and not backwards, that's all you can ask.
Yeah. Good points. Good points indeed. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. CP, Ashley Moore, CK2K in the building. I want to shout out some more super chats have come in. My guy, Emil Beaumansour, checking in from Australia, checks in. He says, hi, Knicks Fan TV. I'm looking to go on holiday with my friend. That's what they call vacation, if you guys didn't know. To watch our first Knicks game when the borders open back up, what do you think is the best way to buy tickets, considering we're coming in from Australia? You can go to StubHub.com. You can go to SeatGeek. I'm not sure if Ticketmaster has anything left in terms of just retail tickets, but, you know, you could try those things. SeatGeek, StubHub, Ticketmaster. What else people use these days? I mean, those are really like the three. So try those out. Let me know how you fare. If anything, you know, we'll see what we could do. Lloyd Barkerock Jr. out in Cali sends a super chat. He says, is that the famous SNY baddie? And Sports Illustrated, put some respect on the name. She's back. What's good, CP and CK? I love the way that the Knicks feature Taj tonight. He could be a Kirk Thomas-style player. Definitely a Kurt Thomas style player, for sure. The NY Sports Guy sends a super chat. He says, Amir Sims slowed up with the black Air Force energy. showed up with the black Air Force energy. Yeah, good game by Sims, for sure, man. Definitely good game. All right, let's go to the Discord. My guy Jay from East New York. Jay, you live and direct, man. What's good, bro?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear, man. Where you at, man? You on the streets? Where you at?
Nah, I got my AirPod in. That's how I be listening in on YouTube when I'm on the mobile, you know, when
gotcha.
I'm on Discord.
Gotcha. All right,
so basically, this is, you know, a good win. You know, I didn't really see nothing too much too bad. I did notice that RJ, when he was going to the rack with his right, he was missing those.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know,
missed a couple bunnies.
Give me one second. All right, there we go. Yeah, so like he got the foul, but he didn't look strong with his right still. So that's something that he got to work on. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to see a little bit more McBride, but good win. Taj was in his bag, you know what I'm saying? Obi looked all right. Listen, why y'all going so hard on Knox, man? He hit a couple
of threes. I wasn't going hard on him. I said it was a mixed bag,
all right,
Jay.
Overall. So
that's
overall,
what I said.
Overall, I like what I'm seeing out of Knox. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he earned minutes or he's going to be starting. And right, like, right. But he's doing okay, man. Like, I think he might get it together, man. He might be the one to get it right this season. But good win. Let's go. 50 wins, man.
Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. I wasn't going off on Kev. That's my guy, man.
I thought he was talking about the chat. I don't know. Chat got no love.
Chat went in on him. Oh, that's my boy, man. Come on, man. Same. We got to show Kev some love. He's a good kid, man. He's a good kid, you know? Yep. It's just, look, he's going to have to really, really show out to get those rotation minutes, because he's buried. He's buried in the rotation, man. So, you know, I'm just looking at it from that side of things. You know he's going to knock down his couple of threes, which he did tonight. Got his 2-for-5 on, but you got to see it on the other end. And it just hasn't been consistent, unfortunately.
Yep.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's hear from who we want to hear from. Let's go to my guy, OG Dan from Long Island. Dan, what's good? Are you coming to opening night on Wednesday? What's going?
I won't be there Wednesday night.
Okay.
But I will get my fill of games in. But listen, first of all, what up, CP? Preseason, what's up? Ash, what's up, Ash? I don't see no Dallas Cowboys jersey in the background, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
And CK2K was good, man. Listen, these guys tonight, I know it's preseason. I try not to get too hyped up, but mm-hmm. did you guys see Randall going crazy about that?
The review.
Replay call in the fourth quarter in a preseason game?
Yeah, I like that, man. He was in regular season form.
That's what I mean. And I'm telling you this, based on what I saw tonight, based on the fact that the Knicks are going to play every night this year, assuming, and I know everybody's talking about no injuries, but because Tibbs has them playing like every night's a playoff game,
mm-hmm.
I'm going out the window. 52 wins. 52. Okay?
OG Dan going with the 50 burger. Okay. All right.
52. Mm-hmm. If they come and they play these regular season games like everyone's a playoff game, now, you know, that's what I'm saying. And you know, we'll see what happens. Listen, I agree with Ash. I think Obi's going to benefit from a full training camp and from a summer league.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, and the other thing I want to mention is regarding Knox, man. The kid's got no motor, CT. I understand that the chats are rough on him. The kid's got no motor. And if, you know, when's that going to turn on, bro?
Right,
I mean,
right.
At some point, when you're playing for Tibbs, and that's all he talks about, I can't imagine Knox wasn't watching film all summer long.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what his deficits are. And even tonight, man, the kid falls asleep.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying he's not a nice kid.
Yeah.
But, you know, you want to stay in the league, you want to play for Tibbs, you can't just shut off half your game. You just can't do that.
That's
true. So, yeah, I'm wishing him the best. Anyway, listen, guys, I wish you all the best this season. I'm sure it's going to be exciting.
Appreciate it, man.
The viewers are climbing. The fans are climbing. Your
did you see Fantastic Voyages yet? I hope you caught Fantastic Voyage. I hope you caught the documentary, man.
Oh, yeah. No. Where it all started. But more importantly, I'm more excited about where you cats are going. Keep up the good work. It's going to be a really, really exciting year. All right, guys. Have a great night.
OG Dan, appreciate it, man. Appreciate the call. Shout out to OG Dan. Harlem, where are we going next? Daquan up. What's good?
What's good, my brother? How y'all doing tonight? How's everything?
All right, how you doing, man?
I'm doing blessed. I get to come home from work, you know what I'm saying? I have to cross the other side of the bridge. I don't even want to bring up the other team. That's my employer, but it is what it is. Shout out to my team. You 3-0. Like I was telling Alex over the phone, I just love the camaraderie of the team, how everybody's actually pitching in and actually knowing their set assigned roles,
mm-hmm.
more or less trying to play outside of the system. They're not rubbing really against the grain. So more of that and just the culture being emphasized is was really blemishing and actually making this gem so immaculate when it comes to just the other 31 in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about NY right now. I've been on the Mecca floor. I just left the other side or for their floor. I got inside. I've been in and out. I should be back at MSG soon, hopefully. I don't know, but I'm trying to work out an HR connection.
You sound like you're doing a bid, man. You sound like you up north right now, bro. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to do what I can to come home, man. But, you know, I just got to do what I got to do right now.
Yeah, man, it's hard. I mean, but everybody know my heart is in the garden. That's where I reside, point blank period. But again, I don't want to hold the phone lines up. Again, shout outs to the team. We 3-0.
Let's go.
I should be seeing another win Friday. Y'all stay blessed. Shout outs to everybody. I love y'all.
Salute, man. Salute. Daquan, man, they down bad over there. Everybody's down bad at Barclays right now. Even the employees.
The employees too, man.
Even the employees.
They got a lot going on. Kyrie's on Instagram Live defending why he doesn't want to get vaccinated.
No.
90,000 people are tuned in.
It's going on right now? That's what you watch right now?
Yeah, he's on Instagram Live right now, basically, in so many words. I had to tune in because obviously I'm going to be asked about it tomorrow. In so many words, he's basically saying to respect his decision and he's not hurting anybody by not getting vaccinated. And you know, he doesn't like being told what he has to do and mm-hmm. people should respect it. And, you know, that's kind of what it is. It's not our problem.
Right.
You know,
right.
We have 100% vaccination rate in New York City. But, that's basically what the gist of the conversation is. So best of luck to Brooklyn. It's hard for me. I'm a huge Kyrie Irving fan.
Yeah.
But, you know, freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom of consequence. And that's really what it comes down to.
I respect him as a player. But as a Knicks fan, I say burn, baby, burn.
Yep.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Katie and Harden, they're getting him up out of there. I think he's just going to retire, man. I think he's just going to retire. For real. You know, I don't see the point. He already won a championship.
I would like to go on record and say, yeah, if that happens, yeah, I am pulling up my tweet that I tweeted during the offseason. I believe this past offseason, I said, I believe that Kyrie Irving loves the game of basketball. I think he hates the politics that come with playing in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And I would not be surprised if he retires. People came at me crazy. Mm. So I let it be known. Mm. If he does, I'm pulling out the receipts.
Pull out the receipts, Ash.
Yep.
I think he will, man. Honestly, I just think he will. Because he's not, you know, he has no trade value. Well, I mean, what's his trade value right now? And you know, funnily enough, I did see a report like a couple weeks ago when somebody was like, his trade value's in the toilet. I'm like, yo, you're bugging. But it really is. if you think about it, bro.
Yep.
It really is. So, yeah, well, anyway, back to the Knicks. Back to the Knicks. Salute my guy Will from L.I. Will, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, CP, Ashley, PK? How you guys doing tonight?
Good, bro. How you doing?
Good, bro. Yo, I was at that game. Let me tell you something, man.
Yeah, how was the vibe?
The way the crowd got behind, Julius was something special, man. I'm telling you, everybody was screaming, give it to Julius.
Mm.
Just give it to him. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, and when you mean everybody, it was probably just you.
Yeah, probably. I was screaming for the top of my lungs. And you already know, I was Julius' like biggest hater.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen. That man has got my respect and then some. Like, listen, with all the additions with this team, if anybody thought that Julius would be, like, left out of the vault,
mm-hmm,
or left out of the round, no.
Yeah.
This man is a big part of this team. And this is why I say the 50 burgers attainable. Because RJ wasn't having it tonight. He got to be better. Quickly got to be better. Obi got to be better. But you still got Julius. If it's not Julius,
yeah, he
might have Kemba. D Rose is there,
mm-hmm,
and Julius is one thing about the game. The other thing is, this is the thing. I want D Rose in that second unit. My bad, if I hit a back.
Yeah, you're on the iron horse right now. I know.
I need D Rose in that second unit, man. I feel like without D Rose or Kemba, like, you need a dynamic park guard on the court at all times.
Yeah,
I feel like if you don't have that, one of the others going to suffer. The starting unit was good, but then that second unit was slacking because they didn't have D Rose. So
yeah.
I really hope that health wise were good. But either way, it was a great game. Everybody hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button.
Let's go, man.
You guys keep doing your thing, man. I'm gonna head my way home, but yeah, have a good night. I'm looking for the rest of the pod later.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. We'll see you next week, man. Yes, see you at the home opener.
No, dude. I'll see you out there.
Yes,
no,
sir.
Dude, I'll see you out there.
My guy Will from LI on the check-in. Yeah, man, Julius was in regular season form. It's definitely good to see.
Yeah.
No Kemba tonight. He was out on rest. And, you know, as Will said, that second unit just wasn't clicking enough. And you know, that's where IQ's development as the point. That's what I'm going to be watching all year. So I'm going to be watching that all year because his role is going to be very important. I think he's going to be very important, man. As this 82-game season, his role is going to be very important. So what wasn't crispy for him tonight, we'll see what happens on Friday. Let me salute Kenny Gales with the super chat. He says, put Taj's jersey in the rafters. Man's a dinosaur and goes out there and puts on a clinic. A heart, hustle, and footwork. Yeah, salute to Taj, man. Footwork on money. Lord Barkerock Jr. super chat says, CP, CK, and Batty, I'm bumping my win totals up to 60 wins.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, man. They're jumping out the window, bro. Jumping out the window. No parachute. he says, I'm bumping into 60. I'm loving this team right now. Knicks are a way better team this year. This team is well-balanced. Don't let ESPN tell you otherwise. All right. Junior Chroma sends a super chat. He says, love you, Ash, but forget Kyrie. This is a blessing to us Knicks fans to see Brooklyn flop. Middle finger to the Nets fans. Hey. All the haters, man, all the haters were looking at Brooklyn as, you know, the well-won franchise and taking over right. New York and all this, mm-hmm. CK. And, hey, mm-hmm. now their house is on fire, and I'm enjoying it. You know, I'm enjoying it, and I have the popcorn ready. I'm looking at all the Woj bombs to see what's next. And, yep. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to see, man. It's a beautiful.
I know extensions coming.
No extension coming.
It is definitely a nightmare over there for the few Nets fans that are paying attention to that whole debacle. We're good over here. That's all I care about.
Yeah, we're Gucci over here, man.
We cool.
Yeah, we're good over here. No worries on this end. So, it's very interesting indeed, man. Salute my guy Jay Cal in the chat. Jason Cal Canis checking in from the Bay Area. What's good, Jay Cal? Shells, my guy Shells in the building checking in from Niagara Falls. And Shells has sent me some heat. We got a lot of giveaways to do this season, man. Courtesy and sponsored by my guy Shells Heavy. Sent me a box of heat. So Shells, definitely appreciate that. And we'll start getting into those once the season kicks off, man. Always appreciate the support. Been supporting us since day one. And speaking of support, my guy J Cal throws a $100 super chat in the building. He says, I'm at 48 wins, which is more wins than games Kyrie will play this year. Salute my guy J Cal in the building. Appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate that.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jared Dowdell says CP's on one tonight. Yeah, man. Listen, man. It's good to see our house in order, man. This is new territory for us, CK. You know what I'm saying? Yep. This is brand new for us. Haven't seen this in a long, long, long time. So, you know, may not translate in the championship, but, you know, in the near future, but it's just good to see us building towards something and doing it productively, having a united front in the locker room, in the front office, from top to bottom. No drama, no politics, no ego. It's nice to see.
Yeah, having bad games and still winning them. Yeah. Like, it's nice. You know what I mean? Just enjoying the time over here, man.
It's good juju at Madison Square Garden right now. Yes, yeah, sir. Good juju, man. Shout out my guy, Gotcha Open, big time gamer. He says, on that 50 burger bandwagon, CP releases the blue KFTV snapback again, please. I missed it the other time around. Yeah, we got to get the blue snaps back out there. Definitely working on that. So stay tuned on that. Richard David, thanks for the super chat. He says, last year, fluke for Randall? I think not. 50 burger. And I got on JD the other night, man. I said, JD, you definitely dubbed the term 50 burger.
Yep.
Like, where did that even come from before this, bro? So shout out JD, man. 50 burger. Like, usually you say like a 50 piece nugget or, you know, 50 piece.
Right. Yep. 50 pieces of some fries. Yeah. Now it's a 50 burger.
Yeah. We got burgers. Emojis are literally flying through the chat right now.
I was trying to figure out until I think you said it about like 5-10 minutes ago. I was trying to figure out because all I've been seeing is burgers since the stream started. I'm like, the hell is this about?
I don't know. I've never heard that.
It's a wave, man. Shout out my guy, JD. All right, back to the phones we go. JJ from Brooklyn up next. JJ, what's good?
Yo, CP, CKS, how's everyone doing?
Good, man. What's going good, bro? On? Good. How you feeling?
Yo.
Chilling, bro. Mm-hmm. Doing good. The thing with Randle, man, that I love about him is I feel like whenever he goes against another really good power forward, like, I feel like he takes it personal. Mm-hmm. Like, if you remember last year when he went against Sabonis, he admitted, he's like, I took it really personal.
Yeah.
Like, tonight against Grant, I just feel like he wants to show everyone, you know, like, I'm one of the elite fours. And I feel like he's got extra motivation from the playoffs. Everyone's saying, oh, was it a fluke? You know, is he going to show up in the playoffs this year? And I got to say this about RJ. I'm not gonna say trade him. Don't worry, Ash. But my thing is the defense looks much improved, which is huge because he's going to have to be our best perimeter defender. But the thing about him that's still driving me crazy is he can't hit a layup.
You know, yeah, he's missing bunnies, man.
That was the area this year that I was just praying, like, man, like, just hoping so bad that he just improves there. Because to me, like, that's the next step in his development. Mm-hmm. He's got to finish these tough layups. So what do you guys see in, like, his finishing? Like, what do you feel like he has to do better finishing at the hoop?
That's
pretty much all I wanted to say. Appreciate it.
For a few of them, it's just not having the proper touch, man. He just doesn't have the touch around the rim. I mean, make no mistake, Julius ain't doesn't fare too much better. And neither one of them finished very well at the rim last year. But with RJ, for me, it just seems like, you know, he just doesn't have much touch around the rim. And then he's also not drawing contact, you know, when the defender is there. And so it just looks kind of awkward. He kind of looks off balance sometimes on his drive. So I think the two of them need to finish better. But that's certainly something that, you know, he hasn't improved on since his rookie year. So, but we'll see. See how it goes again this year, man. Knicks basketball is finally back, and there's no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet to find Knicks tickets anymore. Because TickPick, that's T-I-C-K, P-I-C-K is the original no-fee ticket site and the only one you'll ever need as your go-to for all NBA tickets. TickPick got rid of all those awful service fees that the other ticket sites charge, which lets them guarantee the best prices on all their NBA tickets. Don't believe it? If you can find better prices on the same seats on another site, TickPick will give you 110% of the difference in the purchase price. So go to tickpick.com/KnicksTV today and use the promo code KnicksTV to save $10 off on your first order. Man, you guys already know I'm circling Knicks versus Hawks Christmas Day at Madison Square Garden, and I know TickPick already has me covered. So go to tickpick.com/KnicksTV and use the promo code KnicksTV to save $10 off your first order.
I think with RJ, one of my biggest critiques of him, and it's been the case, you know, since he got into the league, he plays like he's much smaller than what he is. Like, right. I didn't play to his size. You know, someone who is, I believe, what, he's 6'5", 6'6"?
6'7".
Okay, so 6'7". That's what I was going to say. I was going to say 6'6". But he should be playing a lot more aggressive out there, and I think that he hasn't really come into his own in that aspect. Then that's one of the critiques that defensively he needs to get better in terms of playing his size, but offensively he has to do it too. Like, you're a big body out there. Play that way. Like, and I think sometimes he's trying to figure out a way to not play that way, and it comes out awkward,
yeah,
and it comes out forced. And it's just something that he really just kind of has to figure out. I want to say it's because he's young, but I also feel like that's something that you should have been using to your advantage. Age aside, you should be using the fact that you're a big dude. Go out there and play like that. But again, this is it's a growing pains type of situation with him. And I hope that we start to see strides in that aspect, because that's what have been one of my biggest critiques of him so far.
Yeah. True story.
And it's just crazy because that was one of, like, his – the best parts of his game was how he could finish around the rim. And then it's like, once he got drafted, it's something that he struggled with a little bit. So that's why I keep, at least in his first two seasons, I kept saying, you know, he's going to be all right. He'll figure it out. He'll be fine. But here we are in year three, and we're seeing in this game, he had some gimmies, some great moves to get to the rim, and he just could not finish them. So I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's in his head. I have seen what Ashley said, where it feels like he doesn't play all 6'7" in some instances. I don't know what it is, but that's just something he used to do. So I don't know where it went. I don't know if it'll when it'll come back, but it needs to, because that's probably one of the last parts that needs to well round his game, because the shooting looks great. He's shooting off the dribble. He's shooting, making the open shots now. But we got to, if you're going to get to the rim, you got to make those gimmies. You got to make those gimmies.
And I feel like it could be, you know, going back to his age thing, it could be he doesn't feel comfortable in his body yet. And I feel like that's probably what it is. He's still kind of in that awkward phase of figuring out his body and figuring out his size, because it's an interesting thing, because he bulks up. Like, he's bulked up since last year.
He grew up, apparently, too, allegedly.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's it's weird because he's bulked up, he's grown in size, and yet he still plays like... Right. He's not as big as
he
is.
Sometimes he plays small.
You wonder, why are you bulking up if you're not going to add that to your game? You know what I mean? Sure. I want to see him come into his own more in terms of his physique. Like, play big body. You're a big guy.
Yeah. No, you hit the nail on the head, man. Definitely want to see him finish a lot stronger at the rim. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. CP, Ashley Moore, CK2K in the building. Want to shout out some of our sponsors and supporters of the show. First and foremost, as always, fellas, you know tonight's show is presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, enter promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. Go out and get that lawnmower 4.0. You know it's starting to get cooler outside, especially here on the East Coast. So like I said, summertime, you might went with the Michael Jordan. Fall and winter time, maybe you go with a little Van Gundy. You know, they come with a guard too. They come with a guard, so you don't have to go. Oh, Ash, you didn't hear the new read. You didn't hear the new read. Oh yeah, you guys haven't been here in a while. Yeah, so the regular Manscaped comes with, you know, it just comes with the regular ceramic blade. So you know, you're taking a lot off. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be politically correct here with my speech, but the new Lawnmower 4.0 comes with a guard. So you don't have to take that much down. So maybe you want to leave a little bit on when it gets cooler out. You know what I'm saying? You may not know what I'm saying, but CK knows what I'm saying.
I get the Van Gundy.
So summertime, you might go with the Jordan. Fall, winter, you might go with the Van Gundy. People in the chat know what I'm saying, Ash. People in the chat know what I'm saying. So what I mean is go to manscaped.com, enter promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free
shipping. It's the Van Gundy.
Or you could just like leave it all, take it all off, just wear double boxes or something. I don't know.
You know what, Ash? As we always say, Ash, whatever they want to do, it's on them, but no testimonials. Right. No testimonials. Whatever designs y'all want to do, hey, do it. You got the LED light, man. If you want to do it in the dark, whatever you guys are into, you're into.
Dark.
But hey, manscaped.com, promo code KFTV. 20% off plus free shipping. All right. Salute to the super chats that have come in again. Salute to Logic, sir, with the $5 super chat. Paul Quick sends a super chat. He says, Ash is completely off our game tonight because Kyrie is an L. But he throws the 50 burger in the bag. Let's go.
I'm not off my game. I'm chilling. I just, you know.
No, he wasn't feeling your support for Kyrie.
I like Kyrie. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been a Kyrie fan for, I don't agree with everything he says or does, but I do like him as a player. My bad. Like,
yeah. That's what he means. Shout out Fredo Ricks for the super chat. He says Tibbs has to find some minutes for Sims. It's only right. I mean, Jericho's gotten his fair share. He's gotten his fair share of minutes. So, you know, I don't think that's been an issue. The Fisher sends a super chat. Says 60 stack JD in the Straight Side concert at Central Park after the parade. Spacing, continuity, depth, carrying boats to the finals. Knicks first in the East. JD, he's in here. JD sends a super chat. There 50 is. Burger and good night. Hashtag October 20th.
You have this chat going crazy with your freaking Manscaped. People are talking about
you. You don't understand the Van Gundy.
The Van Gundy.
But the thing is,
Someone said they're gonna put the initial CP. Like it's weird. Like,
yeah, nah, that's too far.
The Van Gundy, man.
The Van Gundy got me because he's not all the way bald, so that's why it made me laugh.
It made sense, man. Look,
hey, do what you gotta do, guys.
They send me the reads every month. They're like, hey, read this. And I, you know, I freestyle. I go off the dome. You know, no pun intended. I go off the dome. I just go with what the flow is. You know what I'm saying?
No testimonials.
No testimonials. No testimonials, you know?
Keep it to yourself.
And yeah, no testimonials. Just make sure you just go out and get it. They ship to the US, UK, Europe, Australia, South Africa as well, and Singapore. So go out there and go get your lawnmower 4.0, fellas. Okay, a couple more calls before we wrap up. Great show. Let's go to South Florida. My guy Craig is in the building. Craig, what's going on, man? Craig, how's your back feeling, man? You back on the mend?
I need Larry Bird surgery. That's how my back.
Ooh, hang in there, man. Hang in there, bro.
Yeah, I'm all right. Hey, I'm living life, man. Yeah. I don't give a crap. I've been around for the 69, 73 championships.
There you go.
So I saw two.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to see a few more. You know, the only thing about tonight, look, I started with the Rangers, got nauseous, and went back to the Mets. Because the Ranger game was completely
Rangers got
nauseous.
Scrapped by the Capitals? What happened?
5-0.
Ooh. Oof, man.
Oh, it was ugly.
Man.
The only thing I liked was Ryan Reeves beat the shit out of everybody. That was fun.
All right, no
that
doubt.
That was fun. But you know what? You can't just keep watching goals going.
Yeah.
So then
yeah.
I turned the Knicks on, and Ashley's right. Obi is a different player right now than he was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the maturity in the guy. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I'm not going to get into any specifics because I'm not getting in any trouble. But you're going to see a couple of moves coming in the next week to 2 weeks.
Craig, I can't go with the moves, Craig. We got to cut you there. We can't talk moves tonight.
We
can't talk moves.
Oh,
all right.
I'm not talking about the Knicks. No, there are going to be some other movements because, well, look at Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Kyrie. Yeah, I know. Ash, hey, you're a Dallas fan. You don't got a Prescott and Amari Cooper jersey up. Man, those two guys are carrying my fantasy team.
Yeah, who cares about him, Craig?
I want to see that.
Yeah, who cares about it, man?
Appreciate the call, though. Somebody who took an L to them boys.
Listen. You beat our B team. You beat our B team, man.
Man, I got B for the Giants.
The W
bro.
In
whole team went in the. Oh, man.
Whatever, yo.
Man, my whole fantasy team.
It would have been another
whole team. If my team was healthy, it would have been a shootout, and we probably would have won. For real.
Cap.
I'm just keeping it real. My guy Kadarius Toney. My guy Kadarius Toney was going off. It would have been a different story. That's
I heard my boy Pierce had to put the pause on him after the game because he was out there talking crazy.
Yeah, what was up with that?
You come to Dallas dressed like a G-man and think you're just going to stop
us? What was up with that, man?
What's the big D, baby?
Evan Ingram, CK, goes on the record and says, yes, somebody punched me in the face after the game and I did nothing because I didn't want to get fined.
I don't know how I feel about that, bro.
Yeah, you know what? Because Evan Ingram shoved him in the game, and Kyrus was just smart enough to do it after the game, so he put the pause on him. You can't come to Dallas talking crazy.
That was crazy, man.
So when's game two?
Probably later in the year. It's probably like close to the end of the year if I had to. Yeah, we'll see, man. My team is struggling. Yeah. My team is in bad shape. Let's just keep it a buck.
Are you guys calling me a flat earther? I do believe, like, what are we talking about here? The earth is
the chat right is turning on Ash. Right
I'm
now.
Saying, she said one line about Kyrie Irving and they flip.
The earth is round.
The
why
chat is turning on her, man. The chat is turning on her. Tomatoes in the chat. I don't know. I'm not sure what that's in reference to.
Oh, that's
a lot.
It's for them boys' comments because y'all some haters.
There we go.
Baby, come see about me, John.
G Streets. Let's go. A lot of tomatoes flying in there, man. G Man Nation in the building. Let's go. All right, a couple more calls before we wrap up. I see Angel on here, so we'll close with Angel. Let me go with Tom from Huntington. Tom, what's good?
First of all, you three do an amazing job, like always. Thank you.
Thank you,
honestly,
bro.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
I want to give a shout out to Manscaped. Thank you for saving my marriage. I call it the Tom Thibodeau. It's a little bit lighter than the Van Gundy.
Okay, I like that.
That's
I
all
like
I'm
going
to say about that.
Let's go.
I'm predicting 53 wins this year. I'm going to keep it easy.
Okay.
And rapid fire. Tonight's game, nothing crazy. It was kind of sloppy. They weren't in sync. The rhythm was off. We'll be fine. Can't wait for the first game. Thanks for taking my call again. Have a good night. God bless.
10.
Hey, listen.
10 out of listen, 10. This
that's a 10-star call. That's a call of the night.
His marriage?
It's preseason, man. We got to have some fun, man. It's preseason. It's preseason.
Oh, burn, Brooklyn, burn.
Yes, there you go, yeah, Tom. That's how you finish the call.
Oh,
it's preseason, man. We got to have some fun with it tonight, you know?
Cracked the jokes.
Yeah.
Gave some commentary, talked about the Knicks. Like, that's a 10 out of 10 right there, man.
This is preseason, man,
Where
you know?
Where did the call come from? Was he on a walkie-talkie? What was that about?
Yeah, right. Tom, yeah, Tom's connection.
He found our channel.
10-4. 10-4.
He found our channel on the walkie-talkie.
Yeah, Tom's connection is like on that CB radio style. Yeah.
We got a 75 or 44.
Yeah, man.
Back up,
please.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. We got to get him off that Fisher Price mic, yeah, man. That was too good of a call, bro. We need to help him
yeah,
out.
Yeah, man. 100%. 100%. So, salute to Sam. Salute to Tom. Salute to everybody in the chat. Oh, let's go to the Discord. We got one more on the Discord. Oh, let's go to Jan on the Discord. Jan, what's going on?
Hey. How's it going?
Good. How you feeling, bro? Yo.
I'm sorry. Am I on?
You're live and direct, man. What's going on?
I'm so sorry. I have no idea what's going on.
No, you're good.
So I had two things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It seemed obvious that the Knicks tonight were doing some of the things that Thibodeau is trying to emphasize in the preseason, which is pushing the ball and getting out in transition, backing up a bunch of threes, and trying to defend the three, which got us in trouble because there were a bunch of fouls, which, you know, is great. So I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer or anything, but my second point is we've played three not so great teams and we've been tied or losing in the third quarter. And the strength of this team is its depth.
Yeah.
You know, we pulled away late, like in the third and fourth quarter. But, you know, Thibodeau's, he's trying to win. He's playing Julius Randle with 5 minutes to go against the Detroit Pistons in the third preseason game. So I just wanted to get you guys' take on that, see what you thought about, if it's like, you know, when we get to the real games. Mm-hmm. He's going to be playing Julius 36 minutes tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to tighten up this rotation and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But so are all these other teams, which are playing, you know, their scrubs in the fourth quarter where we've made, you know, bank. So just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I mean, look, man, it's the NBA. You know, Jan, it's the NBA. You got to show up. And tonight, you know, give credit on the telecast. Breena mentioned how the Pistons had got washed by like 30 something by Memphis, and that you know, Dwayne Casey really you know, got in him and wanted him to turn up the heat. And you saw that it was very, very clear tonight that the Pistons were the ones that came out with more energy, were much more intense, and I think they took it as a regular season vibe. This could have been a letdown game for the Knicks, but very much playing down to the competition, and it was sloppy. They were turning the ball over all over the place. They were getting out rebounding, getting out hustled. And then again, at that third quarter mark, after Saban Lee knocks down that three, Tibbs calls a timeout. They turn it around. They finish it. They close the third quarter on a 23-11 run, and ended up winning the game 108-100. Wasn't clean by any stretch. They definitely have to tighten up. But look, you know, preseason is the time to get you running, get your shape up, and get into a groove, get into a rhythm. You know, I don't think it's too early to say, is this an indicator of what's to come or how they're going to play in the regular season? I don't want to say that because you can't really get too high or too low on preseason at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. But at the same time, like you said, it's the third game. It's a preseason game. Key people were missing. Two of our bigs, you know, Kemba Walker wasn't in. We were missing easy gimmies, easy jump shots because, again, third preseason game. I think it just was a simple case of, like you mentioned, us playing to our competition because we were dealing with a lot. We're still trying to figure each other out. Like, even though we had two games to start the preseason off with, we're still trying to figure out this new team with these new teammates and whatnot. So I'm not entirely worried about it. I think it's a good question. But I'm not worried about it because, you know, in the past, the Knicks would have folded after a third quarter or a first half like that. And I think that we picked it up right we were supposed to, and we ended up winning the game the way we were supposed to win the game. So I'm not entirely worried about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what preseason's for, right? It's to work exactly. out the kinks and all the things that are rusty, and it's to have film to look at to see where the team currently is at this moment in time and what you can improve on, what you did that was good, and everything in between. And look, there has to be something to be said about the fact that we didn't play our best basketball and we still came out on the winning end. That is just, you know, the signs of a good team, I feel like. That's not to say we should get cocky. That's not to say we should go into every game with that mindset, with that mentality. But Knicks of previous seasons would have completely folded by halftime. So sure. if there's something to be said that this team is in a different space, that they know how to kind of get themselves out of holes that they put themselves in. They know how to snap back into the mentality that it takes to win a game. Even when they're not playing their best defense, it's, like I said, better than some other teams. And yeah, there's a lot of things that need to be improved, but like CK said, there were also a lot of pieces that were missing. And the thing is how do you combat pieces that are going to be missing? Because it's going to happen through the course of a season, like we talked about. It's about how you continue to fight forward and move forward despite of that. And I think although it wasn't our best basketball, there's a lot of things to be pleased with that we did do and that we were able to come out of.
I think the Knicks are like a strong middle of the pack team in the East. In the East, I think there's going to be a lot of volatility this year because, you know, there was a lot of additions made and a lot of good teams even got better. So my concern is with these games is that, you know, our strength is our depth, which will come into play throughout the course of the year, no doubt. It's just that the being like down or tied, trailing these sort of subpar Eastern Conference teams in the third quarter when our depth comes into play is it might not be the best sign. That's my only point.
No, I hear you, man. I definitely hear you.
It's gonna happen. You know, sometimes you are not the deepest team on the court, you know, whether it's due to injury, whether it's due to availability for other reasons. That is just the nature of the beast. That's what happens in the NBA. It's how you go ahead and combat that. And every good coach has a plan B, C, and D. And I think Tibbs, you know, has learned a lot from last season to this season. And I think he's gonna go ahead and we're gonna see different coaching from him as well. I think we're gonna see, you know, smarter rotations from him. At least I hope so. We're gonna see smarter things to combat certain situations that he may find, that this team may find themselves in through the course of a season. And that is the difference between a good coach and a great coach. And you have to go ahead and trust the process, not to quote Philly, because they're a disaster as well. But you got to trust the process and you got to understand that this team is a lot different than Knicks teams we've seen in the past.
Yeah.
And we got to know if these guys know what they're doing. And more importantly, the guys who are in charge of them, the front office, the coaching staff, also know what they're doing. And as long as we're making improvements and, like I said, not going backwards, that's what's the most important thing. I'm still saying 50 piece though, book it.
I'm going 45 because I'm with Jan. There's gonna be a lot of parity in the East, and we have to see how our chemistry is going to come together. Don't get me wrong, I'm concerned about the defense all year long because I think we're going to get killed on the pick and roll, and I have to see how Mitch, you know, covers Rose and Kemba. I have to see how Mitch and Noel cover those guys because I think those guys are going to get cooked during the regular season. That's just my thought. So I have to, I'm not too confident that this team is going to be, you know, a top 10 defense again this year. Doesn't mean that, you know, they're going to be a bad team because offensively, I think they'll be able to compensate because of the additional shot makers and the additional playmakers on the other side. So I think there's a lot that has to come together for this team, man. So, you know, definitely understand your concerns, Jan, but, you know, we just got to take it one day at a time and see how it plays out. But I'm going 46 wins, a little bit shy of 50 burger, just to hedge against, you know, some of that risk, injury risk as well.
I'm right there with you, but regardless, I'm more excited for this team than I have been in the last 20 years of Knicks. So
no question, man.
Thanks for the show, man.
Appreciate
you
it,
do
bro.
A great job.
Yeah, man. Call back anytime. Good call by Jan. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. CP, Ashley Moss, CK2K in the building. Knicks win 108-100 in the penultimate preseason game, one more game against the Wizards on Friday, and then we get into the real deal, man. If you guys are new in the chat, type in a hashtag new in the chat. We'll shout you guys out. And once again, appreciate everybody for joining us. 1,500 on the check-in for this preseason game, man. Let's get up to 1,000 likes, man. Nick's got a W. Let's definitely get up to 1,000 likes. Let's do that.
Hit him up.
What else happened? Last night, man, speaking of D. Rose, man, I don't know if you guys saw, Derrick Rose got engaged on the garden floor. Retire that man's jersey, man. Put that man's jersey in the rafters tonight.
First of all, it's so crazy because somebody was just asked, my producers at SI were just asking me what my dream proposal would be like. It was getting proposed to center court of Madison Square Garden, and lo and behold, next day, I see this. Oof. The Rock is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, that's the size of a basketball.
Don't know how many carats that are, but oh my God. But the whole setup had pink mood lighting and flowers everywhere.
It's a good job.
That is my dream proposal, and I'm very, very jealous.
Yeah,
very
jealous. Good job. So what you're saying, Ash, is your future, it's Derrick Rose has set the bar because,
damn.
Your future's got his work cut out for.
So listen, if my future husband is watching this right now, if you don't come like this,
he's got to come correct.
That's all I'm saying.
I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah, man.
I want center court at Madison Square Garden, right on the logo.
Oof.
Right on the logo.
Expectations right now. D Rose is setting the bar, fellas.
Or no? Like, what do you want me to say?
D Rose is setting the bar, fellas. Man, I don't know. I don't know how we're gonna top that, man. But let me hear from my guy Angel from Philly, man. Let me hear from my guy Angel, closing the show for us tonight. Angel, how you feeling, bro?
Perfect guy.
Yo, what's good, CP? How you doing, bro?
Good, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. God is good. My boy CK2K, what's good, bro?
Smooth. Start saving up, bro.
And to the lovely, the queen, mi amor, mi reina, ¿cómo está mi amor?
I'm good. How are you? Long time no speak.
I'm doing good. Hey, first thing first, before I get to the queen,
Hit
that thumbs up for your boys.
Let's do it.
Need to stop playing.
Hit that like button ASAP.
You know what I mean? Hit that subscribe button. We need all that. Feel me?
Yep.
First thing first, y'all know who it is, man. It's your boy Angel from Philly, the Darth Simp slash GOAT. Everybody, I want to see some goats in the chat. I want to see the Darth Simp in the chat. I want to see penguins in the chat. I want to see Kevin Knox, you know what I mean? The GOAT of the Summer League in the chat. I want to see all of it, you know what I'm saying? So hit that thumbs up.
Let's go.
Now, when it comes to my queen, first thing first, man, it's good to see you back on the show. And listen, I've already been saving. You just need to stop playing. Let me take you out to dinner at the garden. You know what I'm saying? And you'll get that ring and you'll get that family. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't ready for that yet. So now I got to put you on the spot. Now, we're going to talk about this game, right? So when it comes to this game, you know, like every game ain't going to be perfect, right? Mm-hmm, so the thing that I like about this game, honestly, is the fact that things didn't go our way. The referees were just bogus with the calls. You know, we were playing little laps on defense. But it's about resilience, y'all. It's just like with me and Ash, you know. So you got to be resilient. You know, I might not be able to, you know, take it out the first time, but I'm going to get it the second or third time. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that confidence. It's just like that Prescott. You know, he got the injury, you know what I'm saying? But now he's doing his thing. Now look at him, MVP candidate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how we're going to do that. But, you know, again, you know,
Angel,
what I want to see
sipping heavy,
is
sipping heavy today. He's a Giants fan. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
You know, I want to say Tibbs played a younger guy. You know, I don't want to see Derrick Rose play the next game, you know, with that little knee injury. And I think we should rest him. So I definitely want to see the young guys play. And I want to see Deuce out there because that's my guy. And, you know, all in all, man, you know, it's really impressive that Julius Randle, he got that jump shot. You know, obviously, you know, you see that he's going to his right side, you know, so that's very encouraging for the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and RJ, I need you to dunk that ball, bro. You know, we know you can go to the basket, but you got to finish, bro.
Yeah.
And it's all about development, man. If we develop in the right way, you know, and we stick as a team and we take it one day at a time, you know, we're going to be in good shape. Because you see Brooklyn, you know, they look like they're falling apart. Obviously, they're going to, you know, be good because they got, you know, the best player in the game right now.
Right.
But honestly, I'm enjoying every minute of this blowing up in their face. You want to know why? Because we know who runs New York. It's the New York Knicks. That's right. I said it.
Sure.
It ain't never going to be a Brooklyn Nets town. It's going to be a Knicks town. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. I'm going to give a shout out to the show, man. You want to know why you should watch Knicks Fan TV? I'm going to show you why. Because let me tell you something. Before last year, I didn't have no outlet to call. I didn't have nothing to watch on Knicks, you know, Knicks Nation. You know what I'm saying? I seen everything on ESPN. But ever since Knicks Fan TV, I saw you guys on YouTube. And ever since then, I never stopped. Just like, you know, when it comes to the Queen, you know, you got your own show, you doing your thing. I'm always watching that show. You want to know why? Because I'm all about support. And we all know God is good, man. So everybody, man,
salute.
Have faith, stay positive, man. And it's going to be a great year. Let's just take this thing one day at a time. And Ash, I got you, boo. Y'all have a good night, man.
Let's
Y'all
go.
Know who it is. It's the GOAT. Peace.
Signing out. Angel drops the mic on him. Let's go.
Yo, CK is loving all of this way too much. I'm going to need him to, like, take a walk. Yo, CK, go take a walk, okay?
But I'm going to miss, if I leave, I'm going to miss something.
Pre-season vibes. Pre-season vibes. Let's go. Let's go, man. Pre-season vibes. You got to love it. Oh, great show, man. Absolutely great show. Shout out my guy, A.O. Pal. He says, comment by Steve Saeed in the chat. He says, Ashley deserves some proposals at the Barclays Center.
Nah, relax.
Yeah.
Damn, they went in, man. I thought we had a good show tonight. Danny Chung says a super chat. He says, hashtag new to a live chat. Yeah, shout out my guy, Danny Chung. I think he left me a message on Fantastic Voyage. Out now. Go check that out. Fantastic Voyage. Salute Danny Chong, man. My guy David Futternick's in the chat, CK. Shout out David Futternick. We're repping the West Coast Knicks.
Yes, sir.
We got to get David on here, man. Definitely got to get David on here.
Yeah, man.
It's been a minute. You know, West Coast Round Table was a hit, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Yang Chow's. Is Yang Chow still open?
I think so.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Yang Chow's holding it down.
I don't like it's going nowhere.
Let's do it, man. Who else we got? Team Hashtag New, The Quiz. Salute Team Hashtag New. Bricks Nation in here. We got Sean Green. He says new first time. Salute Sean Green. Mo Messy Boy. Salute Mo Messy Boy. Who else we got in here? My guy Stafford Don checking in from Fort Lauderdale. What's good, brethren? How you doing, bro? Who else we got? Team Hashtag New. Ashley, you want to shout out in the chat while I scroll through these?
First and foremost, shout out to Angel. That was some of his best work.
Yeah. Angel went in. He went 10 toes down.
We're starting off the season real strong.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ari being a menace in the chat.
Ari going in. That means he's feeling better, so that's good.
And roping up the normal suspects. Shout out to everybody rocking with us. All 1,500 of you. I'm rounding it up.
Let's go.
It's for a preseason game.
Yeah.
So it's going to be big come the regular season. I'm excited. Let's see who's popping up. Shout out to Paul Quick. Shout out to G Streets, Jay Harrison. Shout out to Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all y'all. I appreciate you guys rocking with us as normal, as usual.
Yeah. Danny Chong says he knows about the Yang Chows. He knows about it. He says, hell yeah, it's still
going
open.
Nowhere.
Yeah, let's go. I need to get out there, man. It's been a minute. Definitely sure. Need to get out there and do another show out there. Shout out Ray Matos, Team Hashtag New. Fat Boy with Kick sends a super chat. He says, Angel moving like Joe from the show. You. LOL.
Oh damn. We don't want
season 3 drops tomorrow.
Wait, what show is this? I haven't watched TV in ages, man. I just watched
it on Netflix.
Netflix show. Okay. I think it actually drops tonight at midnight.
I gotta catch up on a ton of TV, man. Go get it 072 since the super chat says my guy Angel in mid season form. 50 burger, baby. Nice. Let's go. Nice. CK, who you wanna shout out as we sign out here?
Look, man, since it floored me so much, I got to give love because it's not stopped yet. But shout out to all of the hashtag Van Gundys, bro. They're still going to this point of the show because that threw me for a loop. I love it. Shout out to the man. I see the homie Clutch is in the chat right now showing love. Everyone is just showing they're all good.
Just the chat in general is hilarious.
The chat, top form. Like, we are in mid-season form for game 3 of the preseason.
Let's go, man. Good to hear, man. All right, well, yeah, great show, people. Back at it again Friday against the Wizards. And then that's it, man. preseason closing, regular season opening. If you guys are coming with us to the openings, the home opener, if you guys are coming with us to the home opener, we'll be sending out announcements with details, logistics, itinerary, everything. That'll be coming out in just a few days, so make sure you look out for that. It's going to be a crazy, crazy day. Definitely looking forward to that. I want to once again shout out my guys at Forzano Law for sponsoring our home opener with giveaways and packages and things of that nature. Somebody's going home with an autograph, Julius Randle, most improved player, basketball. Remember, fellas, go to or people in the chat, go to Forzano Law for your personal injury needs. If you guys have been injured in a car accident, construction accident, slip and fall, trip and fall, my guys at Forzano Law will help you on the road to monetary compensation. They offer free consultation, free representation. Unless you get paid, you can go to ForzanoLaw.com for a 24-hour live assistant or call them up 718-372-1397. Ask for Anthony, ask for David, and tell them CP sent you. Or you can go in person, 271 Avenue U in Brooklyn, one block from the F train. So that's the word, people. We out of here, man. See you on Friday. CP, Ash, CK.